And do you think that there are any resources that we could trade to maintain that income? Are there any alternatives?
In terms of like alternative...
Yeah, so like we export a lot of coal and, you know, we import a lot of oil. Do you think that we could maintain our, you know, economic prosperity with different resources or...
Yeah, for sure. And I think one of those things is not even resources but actual technologies, because we as Australia, if you look at Korea, for example, they have excellent solar technology and they've been exporting those to Australia for billions of dollars. And if we could actively increase our technology, then we could export those technologies. And also things like looking at other avenues, because we know that solar and wind and hydro are good sources, but there are other things like algae and stuff like that, which can actually be used to provide for electricity and energy, so we could export that as well.
Last question. And how do you think the government will react?
The Liberal government, I think, will say their same old phrase, which is stay in school, and that climate change is not as big of an issue as we're making it out to be. They'll say we're being overdramatic. They'll say that we aren't taking our education seriously. They say that they're already meeting their Paris commitments, but they're not meeting their Paris commitments. And even if they were meeting their Paris commitments, it's not enough and it's not good enough. And I think they're going to react with the same hostility that they usually do and say, young people don't know what they're talking about. But like, why do you want us to go get an education if you aren't going to listen to the educated?